East Texas. All information, all talk. KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Guidry's Warehouse is a family-owned and operated small business. You want to look to turning your house into a home? They're located 1339 North Pine Street in DeRidder. Discover the perfect furniture for your whole home at Guidry's Warehouse. Guidry's would also like to take this opportunity to remind you we'll be broadcasting Wednesday, February the 21st on KBDV 92.7 The Eagle at Guidry's and other locations in the area. Want to catch a movie? Parkway Cinema has Lisa Frankenstein, Argyle, The Beekeeper, and others. They're located in Natchitoches. For more information, you can go to Parkway Cinema, AcadianaCinema.com, and click on the Parkway Cinema. Tomorrow, it is U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. Scheduled for this morning is the Governor Jeff Landry, who had some meetings this morning, asked me if I could get his good friend and supporter, Rodney Schermerhorn, state representative, to fill in for him. Rodney, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for the invite.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
You walk by a store for 4 years, and you open up the door, and it's locked. And every day you go back, and the door's locked, which means that you can't get the products you need for your people and your community. And then we have an election, and you walk up the store, and it's wide open, and Jeff Landry standing behind the door and say, Rodney, my good friend, we think a lot. Come on in. How does that feel?
Feels great. Feels great. You know, Ted, the first couple of years I tried to work with the other governor and the leadership.
There was no working with other governors.
It was not. It was all his or none.
Yeah.
You know, so me being country and me being a businessman, you know, and we just butted heads and I really got punished the last year bad, okay? So, but not only I was punished, but all of my constituents were also punished.
My favorite story was Frankie Howard was not in grace with Governor John Bel Edwards, and John Bel Edwards called him up to tell him he was killing out a program that he thought that Frankie would want. And he goes through this long explanation why he killed it out because he's upset with Frankie. And Frankie says, Governor, that's perfectly fine. That's not my district anyway.
Well, you know, that happened to me.
Did
back, yeah, about 3 years ago, there was a road project up here on the north end of Sabine Parish. And you know, he scratched it, okay? And I called Bagley. I said, Bagley, you need to get with the governor. I said, he just scratched your road project thinking it was mine.
Got a question for you. You know Conrad Cathy?
Yes.
Conrad Cathy was on a program, does programs when we're on a regular basis, and he said we really need to question taxes. And one of those he said we need to question was a tax for a renewal for a fire department, the amount of it. Then I heard a rumor floating around that same day he had a fire get out and had to call the fire department. Have you heard that?
I heard it was some excitement going on, okay? Conrad hasn't called, so I guess he's got it all under control.
Got it out. Okay, I want to clear the air on something. Back during your campaign for election, this came up quite often. Rodney Schermerhorn has killed out the Manny Water Department. They're not getting any money because Rodney Schermerhorn didn't want them having money. And then the former mayor of Manny, Ken Freeman, goes to a city council meeting just a couple of weeks ago and questions a grant writer, who, by the way, he hired during his administration, about not getting grants, and then post on a Facebook account that you stopped $18 million from coming to Manny for a water department. Let's clear the air on this today.
Ted, it was not $18 million. The water project that they're talking to or referring to is they were going to extend the water intake into Toledo Bend. Okay. They're spending upwards of $20,000 a month to treat the water that comes out of Toledo Bend. All the other water systems are getting away from Toledo Bend water because of the fluctuation of chemicals and stuff like that. During the summer, you have high growth of bacteria and stuff, so you have to treat it different. Manny is on a well system and Toledo Bend Lake water system. You cannot mix those two systems in the water lines. You either have to flush it out, you know, and then because it's different chemicals.
Okay.
They wanted $4 million. They came to Baton Rouge a couple of days before the end of session, and I told them, I said, are you sure this is the best route? I showed them where they could possibly buy water from the two other water systems that are in the area about the same price as they're treating the water now, okay? I'm in business, $4 million.
Do the other two systems have enough water to supply that?
They claim they did.
Okay.
And you had more systems coming on now. Okay. I mean, you've got another system that has the second well going in right now. So I'm in business. And I'm sorry, I just don't waste money. But anyway, I stayed, and they came the day before. And I said, you're sure this is what you want? I said, you're going to take away all the other funding for Sabine Parish if we give this. And they said, we've got to have this project. I said, okay. And I went to bat for them. Okay. So they do not mention that it's a big package, House Bill 2. Okay. In that package, originally we had teacher pay raise, permanent teacher pay raise. We had several other projects in Vernon Parish. We had this project. They had pulled them out already, okay?
They being the governor.
In conference. Staff. Well, what the leadership and the conference committee did not pull out, then the governor came in and vetoed them. You know, I mean, the governor even vetoed $400,000 for the Lions Crippled Children. For a swimming pool that, you know, for the handicapped, that benefits all of Louisiana kids that are handicapped and some from the surrounding states. I can't vote whenever they're stripping all the projects. But I was crucified, really, because I stood up and voiced my concern. It's up to us, as their representative, to be on record on what we support and what we don't support. I supported their water system. I was punished by the governor and leadership, and they pulled those projects. I still think that was a waste of money. I said it in a public forum whenever we had a public forum here in Manny for the election. And you just have to prove to me that it is the wisest thing to continue to pull water out of Toledo Bend for drinking when there's well waters available. You may not have the well water right here, but the other systems are finding some property. They're putting the wells down for half of what that was going to cost. And the chemicals to treat the water is minimal then.
Oh, one of the things that you're criticizing election a lot about is that you're ultra-conservative and you don't vote for all spending projects. Yet I noticed the governor came out a week or so ago and said, I want all departments to look at a 7% pay cut. And while he got some criticism, I don't think there's a department in Louisiana that couldn't do a 7% pay cut and still be viable.
I agree with the governor. I think we have bloated government everywhere you can. You know, recently he just ordered everybody back to the office. Recently. We still had people from COVID at home doing work, you know. And, yeah, they claim that they can monitor them, that they're able,
sure.
You know. But, look, if you're having to monitor somebody on a computer or on a phone to make sure they're doing a job instead of in an office where you can actually lay your eyes on them, it's not working. I mean, look, I'm more productive at the office than I am at home, okay, myself. And I multitask pretty good. But there's something about being in an office that...
Well, you know, my grandson that lives in Washington, D.C., of course, they dropped out of school quickly whenever COVID started. He learned very quickly. You go turn your computer on at 8 o'clock, you sign in, then you go play on your guitar until 11 o'clock and then go back and sign out. I mean, he's 14 years old. Didn't take him long to learn that.
No.
State Representative Rodney Schermerhorn is our guest this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about special session. Hope you'll stay with us. You know, in a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling, quality hometown-friendly service. You can call them at 318-554-9884 or check them out on Facebook or go to their website at bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call and mention this ad, you get a 10% discount.
My name is Maria Garrett. I am graduating with a master's in art. I learned about Northwestern State through an internet search. I was looking for a university that would help me with my goals in obtaining my master's degree. The fact that I can do studio art and have an art master's degree, but also attend online while also working full-time was phenomenal for me. And as always, Fork 'em Demons.
Nichols is your fishing headquarters. Drop by our sporting goods department and check out our huge assortment of rods and reels. Great brands like Abu Garcia, Luz, B&M, Shimano. Need bait and tackle? We've got hooks by Eagle Claw, lures by Strike King, Rattle Trap, Bandit, and Norman. Custom baits by Gary Yamamoto and Yum. Keep it all together with a new tackle box by Plano. Trolling motors by Minn Kota and boat accessories by Atwood. Before you go to the lake, head over to your local Nichols store.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn and Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Four decades we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
You know, we're already in the middle of February. In fact, today is Valentine's Day, and we're getting close to March, which is when you start catching all the bream and all the fishing takes place. For all your fishing supplies, go down to Nichols, Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. They've got exactly what you need for that fishing trip and sporting trip coming up. Our guest today is the Honorable State Representative serving part of this district, Rodney Schermerhorn. Rodney, we got a special session coming up. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to be a lot of much-needed changes. Look, our crime rate is out of hand, out of control. I don't know if it's solely on the prosecution or the way that we incarcerate and turn loose on good behavior. I mean, to me, we need to simplify it. If you're sentenced to 5 years, you should do 5 years, not be eligible for parole in a year. So I think that's the misconception with everything right now. I do believe concealed carry is going to come out of this session. I think it will be legalized.
That means what?
Ma'am?
Sir? That means what?
That means that if, okay, in the past they've always tried to get it to 21. So our main objective is to get it for 18-year-olds and above, that you can conceal carry if you are able to possess a firearm.
Okay.
Now, if you are a convicted drug guy that's got a conviction on drug and on probation or whatever, you're not allowed to open carry or even have a gun.
Of course, those people normally are not asking that permission.
No. And they're, you know, they just have them, okay?
Yeah.
So you don't ask a thief to go to locksmith school, okay?
Okay, so is this going to be a one or two event crime thing, or is it going to be pretty involved?
It's going to be pretty involved. I don't remember what the actual bills are. I think it's 70-plus bills.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be a three-week ordeal, and it's going to be pretty in-depth.
With Liz Murrell.
The death penalty is supposed to be on it also.
With Liz Murrell and Jeff Landry involved, this could be pretty one-sided, correct?
I think so. We've picked up a lot of conservative Republicans this time.
So do you get the impression that I call them Democrats that learned to be Republicans to get elected, see the message out there, and they're either going to get on board in this administration or they're going to find themselves way out in left field?
Well, I use myself for example. I was way out in left field the last 2 years of the last administration.
But you didn't seem to mind it very bad.
Well, I was always speaking my beliefs.
Sure.
And, you know, I always think that, you know, you've got to stand up for what you believe in. So the RINOs will have to move farther to the right to be able to do anything, I believe. Everything is set up pretty conservative this time. Our House Speaker is pretty conservative. You know, the Senate side's pretty conservative, moving more conservative than what they have been. So, and we do know the governor is very conservative. And he's wanting to tackle a lot of big challenges that, you know, has always been kicked down the road. So I think we're going to get to address a whole lot of new issues in the crime session and in the regular session.
Redistricting. We're going to end back up in court here or what?
Redistrict was hard. You're talking about the congressional district?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Judge Dick ordered us to redraw a map with another minority district, okay? Under the leadership of Governor Landry and Liz Murrell, or Attorney General, they advised us to go ahead and adopt this map, okay? With the belief that in 1992, this map was ruled unconstitutional and thrown out. In 1992, almost the same identical map. So what they're doing is playing a chess game to get this map thrown out and adopted our other map that was originally. But in the process, we removed Judge Dick from the case.
Which is good. Very good.
And we have three judges that are looking at this on the panel. Two were appointed by Trump, and one was a Clinton appointee.
What can they do?
They throw it out and adopt the original map.
They choose the map, or legislature chooses the map?
No, legislature drew the map.
Okay.
They can either approve or disapprove, you know. Now, I don't know if you've been up to date on it, but Judge Dick has found that the map that we just ran in is unconstitutional to her. And she is wanting to address to draw even more minority districts in our House.
But she's really wanting to draw it herself.
She's wanting to. But nowhere does she have the right to draw it. All she can do is make us redraw.
So moving past her is a good thing.
Yes. Yes. Getting her behind out of the picture.
When do you think that will all happen?
Sir?
When do you think that will happen? We'll see a final.
I look for it to move through pretty quick. I mean, you know, Congress is qualifying in August. I think they qualify to run in August. So, I mean, it's going to move along pretty quick, I think.
I was a little disappointed in the special session. I thought Jeff didn't do a great job of being prepared for it because he didn't talk about this a lot during the campaign. I was a little disappointed he wasn't able to get the closed primaries back in operation, which is something just about every state in the nation does. Is that something that's dead in the water, or will that come back?
No, I think we're going to come back in the regular session with it, Ted. The thing is, we have to have closed primaries. I believe that it is the right thing to do. you know, just before the, well, it's during the, just before the vote on the closed primary, Senator Cassidy had a telephone town hall. Just so happened he called me. Well, they called, and I got on the town hall, and my son was also on the town hall. He was trying to punch in, and they wouldn't never acknowledge him because they had some pick, you know, it's all set up kind of deal. And he threw out this big number, $120 million for closed primaries, what it's going to cost over 10 years. Well, you know that the state of Louisiana has to fund all elections, okay? The state elections and national elections. So it may cost $120 million, but it was going to cost almost that much anyway. You know, a closed primary and then a general, okay? It's just like a
surely
the way we set up already.
Surely the best defense is not what it's going to cost, because, Rodney, you know it as well as I do. You could get rid of half the voting precincts in Louisiana, save a lot more money than that, and nobody chooses to do it.
We are addressing the number of elections that the state puts on.
Okay.
Okay.
I need to take a quick break.
Okay.
Rodney Schammerhorn's our guest. Be back in a moment. Keep Louisiana Beautiful has again recognized Northwestern State University's effort to beautify campus. Keep Northwestern State Beautiful receives $7,887 beautification grant from KLB. Northwestern State University, working to provide great education to you every day.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
When it comes to home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store. Come see the fabulous assortment of seasonal artificial flowers and decorating accessories at Nichols. Want to update the look of a room? Add some pillows, change a lamp, get a new wall hanging. There's so many simple things you can do, and Nichols is pleased to offer a variety of looks and styles. So many, in fact, that you're bound to find one that suits you. For all your home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Four locations, Manny, Leesville, Winfield, and Coushatta.
This is Jenna Mulliken from South Bow High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University, majoring in elementary education. NSU was founded as a teacher's college. It's a perfect fit for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Beauregard Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, tomorrow it is U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. You can see the difference at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Routine eye exams, glasses, contacts, cataract surgery, most advanced surgeries. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, 14 locations to serve you, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. 318-487-2020, the number to call, or go to laionlaser.com. Rodney Schammerhorn's with us, and I never have enough time. So, Rodney, I got a question. I'm not trying to be funny, but it's kind of comical. So the Sabine Parish Police Jury, which you go to on a regular basis, they want to hire a lobbyist at $50,000 a year to talk to you and to Senator Cassidy and to Governor Landry, because apparently they don't feel like they can talk to you. So let me take you to the next police jury meeting. You're at the police jury meeting. The president of the police jury asks the lobbyist, says, would you ask Rodney Schermerhorn if he can help us on such and such road? And then the lobbyist looks at you and says, can you help us on such and such road? Then you tell the lobbyist what you can do. Then he goes back and talks to the president. Is this the most logical way of handling it?
Ted, the lobbyists are really there for private industry and stuff like that. Local government, we're going to do all we can to help local government. I mean, I have never, ever hung up a phone and not listened to my local government. Even though I had all the mayors against me in my last campaign, okay?
You did not have political people with you.
So, but now look, I have signed a letter of endorsement for every capital outlay program that has come across my desk, and I'm telling you, it's an inch thick at least, okay? So, I mean, yeah, it hurts my feelings that they didn't support me, but I will not go against my constituents if we can get them the money.
You know, Ronnie, I bet you're going to find a lot of times the people who oppose what you do really don't have the complete facts. I mean, I've had people call me and say, I can't believe you said such and such. And when they talk to me, I didn't say such and such. I find a lot of times people don't always get the information, like I was talking about Freeman saying that you killed $18 million, and $18 million was never part of the fact.
Right. So, Ted, I mean, you've known me now for 7-8 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Okay. I don't believe in stretching stuff out, okay? I mean, you have some people that can talk 10 minutes on what they had for lunch, okay? I'm going to tell you what I had for lunch, okay? Let's move on to something else, okay? I mean, that's what makes it so hard in some of these committee meetings. You know, you'll sit in a committee meeting and somebody will be up there testifying, and they go on and on and on and on. And here you are, you're saying, okay, you've done made your point. Let's move on to another one and let somebody else make a point.
We're out of time.
Oh, man. We need to do this for an hour. Okay?
This is going to be a pretty interesting, exciting 4 years, is it not?
It is. It is. I'm still on transportation. You know, I like transportation. I was punished 4 years. I'm hoping to make a difference this time to where I do know Highway 6 is bid out for July.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
171's going to be getting some work. 191's getting some work. And I don't know how much time we have, but, you know, last year the road show was in Shreveport, and we moved the next meeting to Leesville.
I am out of time, but as soon as the session's over, can you come back and kind of give us an update on the session and all this and talk about the fact that we have the highest sales tax in the nation?
Yes, I don't mind.
Roddy, always enjoy visiting with you.
You too, Ted.
So I can talk directly to you, or do I need to go through that lobbyist?
No. My number is 337. 208-5234, and it's been that a long time. Okay?
Thanks for visiting with us.
Yes, sir.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I watched you go. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray.